can talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
Purple Haze Tobacco and Accessories is your one-stop shop for Delta 8 THC products. With THC pre-rolls, THC gummies, moon rocks, disposables, cartridges, and much more, you'll find everything you're looking for. Contact Leo at 727-580-5858, 727-580-5880, and see their ad in the BCC coupon book. It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
Good afternoon, Tampa Bay. So we have a really special show for everyone today. We are joined with by Michelle from the Violet Butterfly and Star, and Adam from the Red Rooster Antiques, and we're going to do an actual live reading on the air. All right.
I wonder if this has been done before. Probably, but
I don't know. I've never seen it, so we'll just say we are pioneers.
That's right.
All right. So, Michelle, tell us a little bit about the Violet Butterfly.
So we're located in Alderman Plaza in Palm Harbor. Our mission is not only to offer supplies, but to educate people, to help guide them along their spiritual path. I love being able to teach. Star here teaches. We teach Reiki and Tarot and
Mediumship
and psychic development, all the different things, so that people can do some of their own work to get guidance.
Yeah, I mean, that's an important thing, because I think some people do have abilities, but they're untapped. And that's where you two come in.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yep.
All right. So, Star, tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been doing this?
Most of my life.
Oh, wow. Wow.
It's just what I do.
Right. So how did you and Michelle meet?
She opened a store. My friend and I went to First Watch for breakfast. My friend forces me to go in, says to Michelle, she reads.
Yeah, so literally the second day I'm open, she comes in and she's been with me ever since. She's like my second mom.
That's great.
Awesome. So see, everything happens for a reason. Your friend was like, get your butt in there. And
here's a question I'd like to ask both of you. Have you always felt like you've had abilities, even from being young children? Did you feel like you had that ability to do this type of thing? I mean, even you probably didn't know what it was.
So for me, I was always told that I was just an overly sensitive child.
Okay.
And I didn't know what that meant until I got to be older.
Because that fascinates me, you know.
Yeah.
Because some people are really tuned into it, even from a really early age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My grandmother told me I had the gift.
She knew.
I didn't know what the gift was. But I had it. I would tell her things. I would say things. And
That's great. But she knew right away.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to do, Star, you're going to do a little, do the tarots right now, I think.
Okay.
See?
All right. So what are some of the things that you sort of specialize in, or what are some of your abilities?
So she won't say this because she has a problem with terminology. Not only does she read cards, but she channels, and she has the ability to communicate with those that have crossed over.
Okay.
We would typically call that mediumship, but that is not a label that she resonates with. But those are things that I've seen myself.
I do not call people in. If somebody who's passed has a message, I will deliver it.
They'll come right in.
They'll come in.
Do you feel them? Do you see them? Or it's a little bit of both?
I don't know. It just comes out of my mouth.
Okay.
That's the truth. It just happens.
So you really don't know what the process is. It just happens with
yeah.
you. Okay.
And there are a lot of times she'll tell you, I do not remember who I read after 24 hours. I don't remember the reading. If you keep coming to me, I will remember who you are. I won't remember the reading. And a lot of times, I step aside and whoever is doing it,
they come in and
take you over.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm nuts.
This is exciting. No, this is really exciting. So I guess you're going to do me. I would hope.
Okay.
Score.
All right. I download by asking, what is your zodiac sign and your birthday?
Okay. My birthday is April the 14th, 1963, and I am an Aries.
Mm. You're very unusual, Aries. Okay. Please shuffle them and divide them into three groups and pick one.
Okay.
Okay, what I'm going to tell you is not astrology, it's astrology characteristics and personality.
Okay,
you've got a lot of Capricorn in you. You work very, very, very hard at what you do. You don't just sit there, you can't. You're different from an Aries because you do follow through, unless something no longer interests you. The other thing about you is you don't like people to know you have a temper, so you hide it. You really dig it, and then you come out with these little sarcastic, nasty stuff.
I guess that's true. I'm not going to fess up, but I guess that could be true.
Also, you have an affinity for not just antiques, but old things.
I do.
Whether it's
Absolutely.
History or anything. You've lived a lot of other lives besides this one.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, but do you know the one in England, medieval England?
No, I don't know that one.
That one you should look into.
I should. Well, my mom's from England, so that's probably a good thing.
But yeah, you had a very unusual life in medieval England. You were not a nice person.
Oh.
No, I'm not saying
that. No, then. Well, hopefully I've learned a little bit.
No, we wouldn't have considered you a nice person. Your job was something that wasn't...
Oh, okay. I get. I get that,
Pick
I think.
A group.
Okay. This one?
Sure.
Turn it over?
No.
Okay.
You like facts, you like numbers, you like things in order.
Mm-hmm.
And it usually doesn't work out for you.
No, it doesn't.
Okay?
That's absolutely true.
You need to start letting things happen the way they're supposed to.
Okay.
Stop controlling.
Okay.
Okay? You love control. You love being in charge.
Okay.
And you like delegating, but you micromanage.
Yeah, maybe I should stop that.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Okay.
What would you like to know?
Well, I guess, well, I'll ask about the business. How's that going?
Are you thinking about doing something different because you're in the process of making decisions about your business right now?
We thought about that, yeah. We thought about different aspects of how to branch out.
You're expanding.
Yeah.
You're going to expand. You've got to give it a lot of thought. Don't jump at the first thing because it feels... Okay, you tend sometimes to do things spontaneous without thinking.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Okay? Think this one out before you do it.
Okay, because it's a big commitment.
It's going to be a bigger one than you think.
Okay.
Okay? Monetarily, you're going to put out, but you're going to get back a lot more.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Okay? You just got to let things happen. You can't make them happen. You keep trying.
That's it. Yeah, I mean, I try really hard, you know, and okay. So I just have to let things fall into place.
Do you
the
have
work.
A partner?
Yes, I do.
Okay. How about listening to what they're saying sometimes?
Okay.
It's important you do, especially in this aspect.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
And you buy big lots of things?
Mm-hmm.
Did you do one recently?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go over it with a fine-tooth comb. There's something there that's worth a lot more than it appears.
Okay. And it was a lot of things that I bought.
It was a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, because we buy things all the time. You know, we
no,
get
not
calls.
Small. This is a big,
a lot of things,
a lot
like out of
things.
A house. Okay, great. Yeah.
Okay. Now, what would you like to know?
I'm trying to think. Besides that, is there anyone maybe on the other side that wants to talk to me? Oh,
if,
but you don't. You,
if, I don't they, call them in.
They call. They come in.
They come
okay.
in.
Okay. All
the
right.
The only thing I can tell you is when you were a kid, you had a dog.
Yeah.
Like that big.
Yeah.
Okay? It's always been with you.
Toby.
Okay?
Yeah.
The dog has always been around you.
Oh, that's good.
And
that's good to know.
You have a pet now?
We did. We lost the pet.
How long ago?
Oh, about a year ago.
Okay. There's one coming in then because there's something happening. There's another little animal.
Black dog.
And your other dog, Toby?
Yeah.
Yeah. Says this one you got to get. This is...
Good dog.
A good dog.
Okay. Great.
Okay. What are you doing in your house?
Oh, my house is crazy.
Yeah.
You know, antique dealers, we bring everything home and then we decide what we're going to keep and what we're going to bring into the shop. And, you know, so there's a lot of stuff, nice stuff, but, and that's the fun of having an antique business because once in
you
a while you say, you know, I'm kind of tired of that. Oh, we'll bring things in and we'll bring, you know, or take them to the shop. So there's always new things coming in.
Yeah, but who's feeling crowded?
Oh, we all are.
Yeah, you got to make room.
You got to make room.
You got to make room because it's getting...
Gonna have to
emotional.
Have a sale. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I smudge every once in a while.
Yeah. This is because everything's on top of everybody. Nobody can move, and you can't see, and you can't do.
That's absolutely right. That's absolutely right.
Okay.
It's clean but messy, but everything is. Yeah.
You know where everything is, but
yeah.
You've got to make room so there's room to breathe.
All right. Great.
Okay.
Well, there you go. That was really good.
That's awesome. We actually have a guest on the phone. We have Peter from Carrie's Moving. Hi, Peter.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hello,
we're doing
Peter.
Great today. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Just keeping busy and working on growing my business we got here. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing real good. So tell us a little bit about your business. Like, what do you do?
Yeah, we're actually a high-quality moving company focusing out of Tampa Bay, working anywhere in the state of Florida. And we got a really high trained team focused on accountability and quality and communication, hard work, of course.
All right, so the type of things that you do are moving people. Do you pack for them, or do they already have to be packed, or what kind of services do you have?
That's a great question. We do it all. So we're turnkey.
All right.
The client can already be packed, or we can pack it for them. We've got a couple of huge jobs coming up where we wrap everything and pack it in for them safely for the move. And then we also focus on baby grand pianos and fine art as well.
Oh, very good. Very good. So if somebody's interested in maybe getting a quote or finding out, you know, if you can move them, how would they contact you?
Sure. They can call us at 727-685-9313 or go to carriesmove.com.
Carriesmove.com. Yep. Very good. And that's C-A-R-Y-S?
That's correct. Yeah, it's my middle name. My grandfather owned a few businesses, and my last name's Gilchrist, so it's a lot easier to remember than that and spell as well. Yeah, carry stuff and caring about people, that's kind of what it wraps up to be.
Oh, that's really awesome. We're actually doing a very awesome show today. We have a lot of interesting people here. We have Michelle from the Violet Butterfly. She's located up in Palm Harbor. It's a health and wellness clinic, and she brought her friend Star. And we have Adam from Red Rooster Antiques, also kind of on the border of Palm Harbor, Clearwater there on
that's
US 19.
That's it.
And that's awesome. So tell us one more time how we can get in contact with you for questions about moving or booking a date.
Yeah, it's carriesmoves.com, CARYSMOVES.com for a free online quote, or they can call me for a really accurate estimate. It doesn't take too long. 727-685-9313.
All right. So you do the whole packing thing, or let's say somebody just had everything packed and just needed you to help them, like, load a truck. You do that as well?
Yeah, we're super easy to deal with, and we got fun, positive attitudes. So if they want to pack it, that's fine. It's obviously cheaper, or we can do the whole thing. And I used to be a glass blower and move stuff for museums, so we're really, and even antiques, as one of your guests does too. So we
that's a good thing to know,
yeah, absolutely.
No, that's very good. So you're very trustworthy. That's awesome.
100%. Yes. We have a 60 all 5-star ratings, so
in
you know,
God we trust. It's on every dollar bill.
All right. Yep. Well, thank you so much,
just
Peter.
Just real quick, Peter, I can't hear what your response is going to be. Do you think you might be interested in doing an ad in a local coupon book around your business?
We might be. If you want to email me, it's sales@carriesmoves.com. I'd love to check it out, or have someone call me later to see what your distribution is and all that stuff.
Yeah, that'd be great. All right. Would you like to have a psychic reading done right now? We have
Absolutely.
A psychic in the radio station.
Ah.
Can we do your reading? And would you like to hear what she has to say about you?
Sure. Let's see what happens.
Okay.
So this is Star.
Hey, Star.
There you
Hello,
go.
Peter. Hello. What is your zodiac sign and your birthday?
It's Pisces, and it's March 20th, 1987.
Okay, you are... How's your back feeling?
It feels strong. You know, I get sore back every once in a while doing this kind of work, but I do some yoga and it's right back to work.
Okay, but I don't know who's telling me this, but why? You've got to get one of those weight things that you wear around... I don't know what they're called. That you wear
a weight lifting belt. Yep.
Lifting belt, yeah.
You have to get one because you tend to lean to one side and it's throwing your balance off. So please get one of those. Okay, what would you like to know?
What would I like to know?
Yeah.
What would I like to know? Where should I propose to my girlfriend?
actually, you should. You've been waiting a little too long. You better do it before you're going to miss the opportunity, because everything is going okay for that. Stop worrying about money so much. You're going to work everything out. Whoever you just had a little disagreement with, that's going to work out also. And you like taking on responsibility. So when do you want to get married?
Probably within the next 2 years.
It's going to be about 7 to 10 months, honey. You're going to do this. Once you propose, everything's going to go very quickly.
All right. Well, thank you so much for all the information, advice, and talking to you, all you professionals. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. So that was great. So are you going to do this gentleman, see if...
That's what they
And tell me your name.
Hi, my name is Carlos.
Carlos. And tell us, do you have a business here, or...?
Yeah, we have a business in Clearwater in the 1621 Gulf Dubai Boulevard.
Okay, and what kind of a business is it?
We can make a repair for cell phones, laptops, computer, video game consoles, everything.
Okay, so that's great.
We can fix everything.
And what's the name of the business?
It's Carly Phone LLC.
And what's the telephone number if anyone wants to get in touch with you?
727-396-8008.
That's great.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. So Star's going to, I guess, do a reading for you.
Okay, hello, Carlos.
Hi.
What is your birthday?
November
4th. November 4th?
Mm-hmm.
You're hungry.
Nah.
No, that's what they tell me. You want to eat something, not what you've been eating. You want different food.
Yeah.
You want very different food than what's going. What would you like to know?
Sorry?
What do you want to know?
I don't know.
Okay, how long have you been doing your business, honey?
5 months.
Okay. Yeah. The money is going to start to come in. You're going to start making money. Stop worrying so much. Okay? It's coming. The other thing is, do you have a partner?
Nope.
You're doing this by yourself? Mm-hmm. Who's trying to help you? Who works with you?
The brother of my wife.
Okay, because they're going to be helping you more. You're going to need more help soon. Mm-hmm. You're going to be doing a lot of this. Everything is going to balance out. Are you going to... Where do you come from? Are you going to go back
from
and visit?
From Cuba.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is there somebody in Cuba who wants to come here?
No.
Okay, because I've got somebody coming to see you or calling you from overseas. That's why I wasn't sure which country you come from. But it looks like your business is going to do very, very well.
Oh, yeah? Thank you.
Okay.
Well, that's good news, isn't it?
Anything else you want to know?
That's it.
That's it? Okay. Yeah. Don't worry about money. The money is coming. Okay?
Thank you.
Don't be scared.
That's a good thing to know.
Okay. Do you have any kids yet?
Yeah. I have one kid for one year and 5 months.
Okay. Yeah. Are you expecting any more?
No, right now.
You're going to have one more?
Yeah. No,
you're probably
like
going to have two. You're going to have two more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Not yet.
Not yet? Mm. 1 to 2 years.
It's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. It's going to be a boy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So how do you feel after you do this? Do you feel like energized, or does it drain you? Or
it does not drain
me. It doesn't drain you at all?
At all.
So
I usually get very high that she can't let me go and do other things.
Okay. So let's ask Michelle again. So tell us about your place again.
So we are the Violet Butterfly Metaphysical Healing Center in Alderman Plaza in Palm Harbor. We specialize in helping people discover their spiritual talents, because we believe that everybody has spiritual talents. Most people are waking up these days. A lot of people, you know, even if it's like the gut instinct kind of reaction, we help to foster that. We teach classes that help
empower
everybody, whether it's through their psychic development, energy healing, Reiki.
Or their spiritual path.
Whatever spiritual path, you know, that we ourselves have taken a part of, so we could teach from our own experience.
Okay.
Sometimes it comes down to helping people get over their insecurities.
Yeah. And like you said about past lives, I'm sure a lot of us have a lot of baggage from other lives that we bring along with us and try and get it right this time. So so maybe you could help work some of that out with some people.
Well, and you know, it's not just past lives, it's even this life.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like me making the comment earlier about I was told I was too sensitive when I was younger. Well, that stopped me from really leaning into being sensitive until I leaned in to be sensitive and realized the gift that was all
on its
own.
It's funny what people tell us. When I was a little kid, I loved chocolate ice cream. And I had a grandfather, and he was wonderful, but he used to say, every time I wanted chocolate, he said, oh, get that one, get something else. And I was an adult, and I said, I never get chocolate ice cream. And I realized he told me that, and that was like subliminal, you know. Mm-hmm. So I was like, that's crazy. So I started eating chocolate ice cream. But I'm sure we're always all affected with things that people tell us, and we just...
That's another course that we do.
That's right.
They're the Four Agreements.
Yep.
I don't know if you've read the book or you're familiar with it.
No, I'm not.
It's basically you are what other people have told you.
Not all the time what you want to be.
Almost nothing of you is you. It's things you've owned that other your grandfather told you get something else.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So you don't. Somebody told you you're talented in this, so that's the path you went down. It may have not been what you wanted to do.
That's right. That's right. So you can. So there's got to be a way of meditating and find out what is good for you, what is good.
Actually, you don't have to meditate. What I ask people to do is write down 50 things they actually believe about themselves. Good, bad, pretty, ugly, doesn't matter.
Okay.
Then go through it and where did you get that from? And do you really believe it? Or is this somebody told you and you now own it?
Okay. That's it.
On that note, should we go read the minds of the drivers out in Tampa Bay?
I think that's fine.
All right, okay. Here we go.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Jelly Beans Ice Cream and Treats has the food and desserts that'll make you smile. From burgers, hot dogs, chicken tenders, and sandwiches, to ice cream, shakes, sundaes, floats, and ice cream sandwiches. Bring the whole family to 368 Patricia Avenue in Dunedin, nearly right across the street from Dunedin Lanes. You can order online at jellybeans.com and follow them on Facebook at Jellybeans, I-C-T. Check out their website for all their weekly specials. Good afternoon, Tampa Bay. 32 minutes past the 5 o'clock hour here on the Tantalk Network. Let's take a look at your Brian Cashclaw's traffic and weather reports. Pinellas not looking too bad other than the normal song and dance, except we got a disabled vehicle, the southbound I-275, just before the westbound Ulmerton Road ramp. Going over to Hillsboro, also the same old story, other than a out of the ordinary, we'd have another disabled vehicle, southbound I-75, just beyond the I-4 junction, that's blocking the right shoulder. Some debris in the road on the Veterans Expressway, just southbound, just beyond Gun Highway. Going on up into Pasco, just the normal congestion at 54 in the Parkway. And a disabled vehicle southbound Suncoast Parkway, just before mile marker 22, has the right shoulder blocked. Going on to your weather, tonight we're looking at a 50% chance of rain, a low of 63, and tomorrow a 40% chance of rain with a high of 70. Current temperatures, Andover Hill 76 degrees, Dade City 76 degrees, and right here at the Tantalk Studios in downtown Clearwater, 72 degrees. More of the BCC Coupon Book Show coming up right after these messages. Going Postal is your friendly neighborhood shipping center. They're known for post office service with shorter lines. Services include copy, fax, notary, mailbox rentals, packing supply, boxes, greeting cards, typesetting, document shredding, and even vinyl banners. They can even ship most large boxes cheaper than the post office can. Providing stamps, certified mail, return receipt, insurance, delivery confirmation, first class priority express, and media mail, Going Postal's got you covered. With two locations in Palm Harbor and one in St. Pete, call their Palm Harbor location at 727-437-0242. That's Going Postal, delivering the best of America.
Cincinnati Chili is now in Clearwater, Florida, with restaurant dine-in, drive-thru, delivery, and catering. Always made fresh daily, and we only use full-size all-beef hot dogs.
Cincinnati, Cincinnati Chili Company.
Carlos Cabrera is your trusted realtor. As a certified negotiation expert and a UA mortgage advocate, he specializes in short sales, foreclosures, and distressed property. With over 17 years of experience in Colorado, let Carlos help you save your home with foreclosure and short sale counseling. Give him a call at 720-212-7890. That's 720-212-7890. Carlos Cabrera, Coldwell Banker Realty in Palm Harbor.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
We'll be right back.
are back with the Beat Ryan Cash Claw Show.
You're on the air now.
You're on the air, people.
All right. Welcome, welcome. Welcome right. back.
So Star is getting ready to do a couple more readings for us.
And what is your name?
Anthony.
Anthony. And what is your business?
I own a pizzeria on Gulfstream Bay. It's a theater and a pizzeria. I'm from the Bronx. We brought the recipe down from there.
Yeah, did he bring your water down too?
Yes, we did.
That's how you make New York pizza.
Ooh, I've heard that my whole life. It's the water.
It's the water.
It's true.
I know it is.
Okay. We have a slice outside if you like them to bring you in one and you can taste it.
I'm a vegan.
We have a regular slice.
I'm a vegan.
That means no cheese either.
You poor lady.
The animals don't think so.
I have this theory. My theory is that when you die, the last taste in your mouth is what you're going to taste for eternity. And I don't want it to be vegan food.
I love gazpacho. I don't mind that. Anthony, what is your zodiac sign?
Pisces.
Another one. And when's your birthday?
March 13th.
Business been in the last 3 months?
I only opened 3 months, and in the past month it's been great.
Okay. Are your ovens okay?
Yes, all baker's pride.
Okay, just keep an eye on one of them.
Okay.
Okay. Can you shuffle these and divide them into three?
I can't.
Or just mix them up. Anyway, even if you hold them, I just need your energy in it. It isn't a matter of shuffling.
There you go.
Okay. Are you getting a different distributor for something? You're going to be.
It was discussed today, actually.
Okay. Think about it. You're probably going to go with somebody else. Okay?
Sounds good to me.
Just be careful who you work with.
I work with her.
I know. She's got the brains, but I'm talking about the people outside. Okay, what would you like to know, honey?
I want the lotto numbers, obviously.
If I could give the lotto numbers, I would have them.
What should we do? Should we do a love thing? Should we know if you and I are going to be together for 20 years?
That sounds good to me. But okay. We already know that.
And which is your next sign?
Leo.
And when's your birthday?
July 27th.
Okay, you have more Cancerian traits in you than you do Leo. You are very loving, nurturing, caring. You try to take care of everybody's everything. Him, on the other hand, you got to pamper him so he could go back at you.
That is true.
He needs.
I can't even argue that.
Okay, the more you pamper him, the better he'll be.
She okay. promised me custard if I was good here.
Maybe. Okay, you two don't actually fight and bicker. You have disagreements, but you've learned how to work through them instead of throwing things. Because at one time, you would have thrown anybody or anything. Now you're cool.
Hey.
Okay, but she actually does wear the pants in the family.
Oh, yeah.
There's no two ways about it.
Even at the business.
Yeah, she's got it under control. Listen to her.
I do.
Yeah, but sometimes you think you want to do it your way and you go around.
30 years experience has to count for something.
Just pay more attention. Okay, your stupid question, which was, I think, you are going to be together forever. You know that.
Yes, we will be.
I want her to hear it from you.
You're not going anywhere.
I'm not going anywhere.
Neither is he.
That's what I say. I ain't going nowhere.
So what would you like to know?
I would like to actually ask about Anthony's health and what the outcome of some of the different health issues he's had over the past year are going to be.
You really want to know this?
I really do. Can't get a straight answer from doctors. Might as well try a psychic.
It's going to be an up and down. It's not going to be smooth sailing by any manner. Don't even think it. Okay? I'm not sure exactly what you have, but something is going to reoccur, and it's going to be taken away, and then it's going to leave.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I didn't want to know that.
Okay, no, but it's going to be okay.
I got no toes.
Okay.
And no finger.
Okay.
But they want to take my leg, but a doctor saved it.
No, you're not losing, okay? Something is re-emerging, and they're going to stop it. And okay. Once they do, it's going to be fine.
Okay.
Okay? The other part about that is you got to start taking better care of your health. No, it's you who's done this.
So I've heard.
No, you don't like listening.
No, but I have heard.
Okay. You've got to start listening because it can get worse. What did you have diabetes or something similar?
Diabetes.
Okay. And how is it affecting your heart and your blood pressure?
Heart and blood pressure are fine.
Just keep, please watch it. Because there's some correlation. I don't know. I don't understand. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a medical professional. But something is going on that when you get upset, something to do with the diabetes, everything gets out of whack.
Yes.
Okay? And that pushes your blood pressure up. So please be careful.
Never used to happen when I punch things.
Okay, maybe this is where meditation comes in.
You know, they say for high blood pressure, you have, because you hold it in.
Absolutely.
You have to get it out.
Yep.
Okay.
I don't yell no more. I don't punch things no more. So, I got high blood pressure.
No, you actually need to really start taking care of yourself. And what you're doing is not only harmful to you, it's harmful to her. Because what's happening to her is she's worrying and it's starting to eat inside. Her stomach is starting to have problems because she can't take care of you because you can't take care of you. And she gets all upset.
Mm-hmm. So, sounds about right.
Okay.
What do we do?
She's doing great.
Well, he needs a lot of help.
She's got it. She's got us two down pat.
Now, why don't you ask him?
Although I do feel that when one look at me and you pretty much know who I am.
I
why?
Because he's a veteran.
This ain't his first rodeo.
That's okay.
You know, like I talk to people that are in the industry and stuff. Like when I talk to him about coupons or advertising or anything like that, he's like, I've already been down that road. He knows. Right, you're a veteran. Mm-hmm. Bottom line, you can't buy experience.
30 years in the show business.
Yeah. It's pretty long, right? Mm-hmm. So anyhow, tell us about your restaurant and also the acts you're going to have. And we're going to also, Bobby, can we play Frank Sinatra right now?
Done. We queue it up.
What song?
Blue Eyes.
Very Good Year.
A Very Good Year by Frank Sinatra.
All right, we'll get it up.
And then name your restaurant who's sponsoring it.
Sponsored by Nunzio DiNapoli's Pizza, a taste of the Bronx, located at 2862 Gulf to Bay Boulevard in Clearwater.
If I did a party there, would you come, you guys?
She tells me I'm going, I go.
Yeah, I'll make it so where you can fit into it. We should do that.
You can do
entertainment.
Do
you like Frank Sinatra?
Mm-hmm. I used to do it.
Yeah, we can have fun. Let's do something fun.
Say the name one more time of the song.
Which Frank's
song?
It's called Milk and Sugar.
Very Good Year.
A Very Good Year.
Very Good Year.
But I did have at my places, I did have psychics come to do psychic nights.
Oh, yeah, we used to do it once a week. It was every Monday night.
One time someone informed.
All right, we're ready if you
are. That my mother was in the room. She had just passed. And they were freaking out.
When I was 17, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for small town girls and soft summer nights. We'd hide from the lights on the village green when I was 17. When I was 21, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for city girls who lived up the stair. With all that perfumed hair. And it came undone when I was 21. When I was 35, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for blue-blooded girls of independent means. We'd ride in limousines. Their chauffeurs would drive. When I was 35. But now the days are short. I'm in the autumn of the year, and now I think of my life as vintage wine from fine older kegs. From the brim to the dregs, it poured sweet and clear. It was a very good year.
Welcome back.
Okay, so tell us real quick for 2 minutes what you guys do with the specials and all the stuff you got going on with the entertainment.
Okay, so we are bringing a taste of the Bronx, including the Bronx Water, that Nunzio DiNapoli's pizza. We also have some really great entertainment coming up. This Saturday night, we have dinner with Frank and Dean. It's a three-course dinner, and we have a Frank and Dean tribute show where everybody stays in character, and it's really a lot of fun. We also have our one-man Godfather comedy variety show, where we have Joe Bedia coming on as Don Corleone. That's also a dinner show. We have the guy who won America's Most Hilarious Teacher on ABC, who's going to be on in early March. And April, I'm super excited. We have the one-man Star Wars trilogy. It's actually licensed by Lucasfilms. We're doing it for 3 nights. And he literally goes through the entire trilogy in 90 minutes. And it's great for all ages. And by the way, our food is pretty good, too. So come check us out.
Well, there you go. Thank you. And the name of the restaurant and the address.
Nunzio DiNapoli's Pizza, 2862 Gulf to Bay Boulevard in Clearwater.
And what would you like to say in closing?
The Thaddeus Teacher is a co-headliner with Johnny B from the other radio station.
Oh, good. Well, that radio station gets a lot of static. You tune in here.
The shows are really good. I've been doing them for a very long time all over the country. I'm happy to be bringing them down here to Florida.
Very good. Thank you for being on the show. Maybe you come on again.
Absolutely.
When you're hungry.
Okay. All right, you guys go. And then can you do the psychic thing for them too?
Yeah.
The psychic thing, huh?
Ready? Sit here, June.
Oh, thank you. Have you guys ever had readings before?
Yes.
Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
So you want the psychic?
Yeah, that's what they tell me.
You did a good job.
Thank you.
All right, name your businesses, where you're located.
Our business is Salon Technique. We're located in Pinellas Park in St. Pete, 6113 Park Boulevard North, Pinellas Park, Florida.
We're from the Violet Butterfly Metaphysical Healing Center in Alderman Plaza in Palm Harbor. Our focus is on empowering our community to explore their spiritual gifts. With us today is Star, one of our psychic readers, and she's just picking up readings as we go, so have at it, Star.
Okay, who would like to go first?
June, you want to go first?
Sure.
Okay, what is your zodiac sign? When were you born?
June.
June what?
28th.
Oh, you're a Cancer. Okay, hold on and... Can you shuffle the cards and divide them into three groups? Your name is Jean, right?
June. Yes, month of June.
Like, okay.
The month she was born, yeah.
Yeah. You're really a softy. You try to act like you're really tough, but you're not. You got a really good heart. You work hard, you care about family. That's your, whether they're blood family or family you've adopted, they're the number one thing to you. Only thing is if somebody crosses you, they're dead to you. Okay, now what would you like to know?
How about the wealth?
The what?
Do I have money?
Your wealth. I don't know what your current financial situation is, but it's going to change radically in the next couple of months.
That means going up or down?
From what I'm looking at, it's going to go up. But there's going to be a big shift, a big change in your life before that happens. Okay? But everything is going to work out okay. Stop looking back to the way things used to be. That's not good for you. Okay? But if you just let things happen the way they're supposed to go, you're going to have all you need when you need it. Okay? Is there... Yeah. Are you together in business?
Yes. She's a salon owner, and I work with her, yes.
Okay. Your business is going to start picking up more.
Well, good.
Okay. But you may be going through a little dry spot before. Then it's going to pick up, and you're going to get more steady clients. Everything is going to be okay. Do you do hair or nails?
Just real quick, I just got to interrupt you. He's got to just do a quick commercial, and then you guys finish the show. Okay.
Yeah.
You don't need...
Okay. There's something going on.
Hi, this is Boston from Midnight Movers.
Sorry.
We move motorcycles, scooters, golf carts, furniture, you name it, we'll move it, day and night, any hour. Call 727-219-3772. Again, that's 727-219-3772. Anything can be moved. You just give me a call. Again, my name's Boston, and I'll be right there for you. So it doesn't matter. Wherever you got to go, whatever you got to do, wherever it's going, I can do it. All right. Thank you.
All right. Do you still do
what?
Dance.
Oh.
You gotta have silence. Come on.
Hi. My wife is Diana's dog walking service, and I'm just giving her a pitch. She's 727-831-3518. It's not just dog walking, it's dog sitting, anything to do with dogs. I've had dogs my entire life. I can train them even. So if anyone needs it, we're in the Largo Clearwater line, and we're willing to travel a little bit. We do dog sitting and even cats. So whatever it is, once again, Diana's Dog Walking Service, 727-831-3518. Thank you.
Okay, just finish the show.
Thank you. Okay, yeah, thank you. Is there something happening at the salon? Are you making changes?
Are we making changes?
No.
You're going to be. There are changes coming.
And what kind of changes?
Nothing bad. They're involving you.
Oh, really?
I don't know what you do exactly, but there's going to be... It's like you're going to take on more responsibility.
Mm.
Okay? Like you trust her to do something. Are you going away? Because there's a lot of motion going on around you.
No.
Not taking any secret trips to Canada?
No, she... There's a lot of motion, a lot of traveling around you. If not you, then somebody you know is coming or going. But it's going to affect something, you being at your store.
Okay. Yeah, people come and go, but nothing is happening. I'm not...
Well, this will be our future. So.
This is coming up.
Yeah.
Okay. Like I said, you have a lot going on at the store. It's going to be a little slow for a little while, then you're getting a lot more coming in.
Okay.
Okay? You're going to be okay. It's going to take a little while, time to get to exactly where you want to be, but it's good. You're going to be okay. Okay, and I thank you all.
Thank you. We'll see you all next week.
Thank you.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.